Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks from Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris does not have any campaign events, but is taping a pair of television interviews. There are Democratic surrogates fanning out to key states today, while former President Donald Trump heads to North Carolina for the second day in a row. In Greenville Monday, he pledged to use an 18th century law to detain people from other countries the U.S. is at war with.
Think of that. 1798. That's when we had real politicians that said, we're not going to play games. We have to go back to 1798.
He says that would address the southern border. The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, along with his partner and a third man, are under arrest, charged with running an international sex trafficking business. Federal prosecutors say there were at least 15 alleged victims. Secretary of State Blinken in Israel. He's met with Prime Minister Netanyahu as Israel continues to strike areas around Beirut as it targets Hezbollah. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were black. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As rain continues to elude the Chippewa Valley, officials are warning of rising wildfire danger across western Wisconsin. According to fire officials, October is on track to be the driest on record in Eau Claire, and departments across the region have been responding to wildfires. Due to the higher wildfire danger, all western Wisconsin counties currently have a burning permit restriction in place. DNR officials are reminding residents not to burn their garbage and stay vigilant with hot machinery until the region finally gets some rain. The Cloquet-Carlton County Airport has received $250,000 in federal funding to assist with infrastructure improvements. Senator Amy Klobuchar visited the airport last week to announce the new funding, which will be used for the construction of a new 11,000-square-foot hangar. Airport officials say there's already 25 people on the waiting list for hangar space at the airport, and the additional space will increase revenue and allow the airport to continue running for the foreseeable future. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Still comfortably warm today, with high temperatures reaching 70 degrees as winds out of the south still whip up a high fire danger. Good news is we have chances for scattered showers moving in overnight. But as the winds shift out of the north, it's going to suppress our highs tomorrow to just the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting. Hour number two, public service announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. A little overcast, Mr. Zommers, compared to yesterday, but still awfully temperate, warm for this time of year. Beautiful, beautiful fall day, I would say, across Wisconsin.
I would say so, and I'm glad to not be in the 80s like we were a couple days ago.
I loved it. Went down, watched the sunset down at the Memorial Terrace Union last night on campus. Beautiful day, still some sailboats out there. Beautiful weather for October. Big shout out on the birthday calendar. I tell people this is the person I've known longest besides my mom, Robert Wheat. Rob Wheat, as our former high school football coach, the late, great Avitus Rip used to call him. Oh, geez, where's Wheaty? Wheaty! He used to call him Wheaty. happy birthday, Rob Wheat. Our mothers were in, along with Jeff Perry's mom, the wonderful Helen Perry. Rosalie Wheat was there with my mom, Miss Linda, and they were all in the Richland Hospital together. Now, Jeff, as he often is, was ahead of the game. And he was born first, and he's got the heck out of Dodge, leaving Rob and I together in the maternity. Well, we were, our mothers were, and then we were born a day apart. So I was born on the 21st. Rob was born on the 22nd. So he likes to tease me that I'm the old man of the duo.
Just a little bit.
Right. But welcome, Rob, to the Denny's 55 Club. We can get our sunny egg sunny side up and get the senior discount now. No, he's a great guy, talented architect, wonderful friend. So happy birthday to Rob and hope he has a wonderful day today, wherever, whatever he is doing today. Happy birthday indeed. Also, it is the first day of in-person voting in the state of Wisconsin, which means you no longer have to fill out an absentee ballot. You could just go right into your local clerk, vote there, give them the ballot, and you're done. Which, now, I'm not sure I'm going to have time to do it today. I plan on early voting this week because next week we're on the road, and I don't, you know, you never know on the Monday before, especially with things we've got going on, and on election day, hey, I might get busy. The lines on election day may be long, so I want to make sure I get my vote in, get it cast. So it's, I'll let you all know when it happens. I'm going to be going to my local polling place and boom, vote. You can as well. And to get us going, to get us psyched up for voting in Wisconsin, former President Barack Obama is in Madison. In fact, may be here now, along with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the vice presidential Democratic nominee. They are going to be at the Alliant Energy Center here around 1:30-ish. Big crowd expected, and we are going to have some coverage. Our very own news director, Terry Bell, is on the ground. Civic Media's Catherine Lake will also be there, And we're going to take comments from them, some on-the-ground reporting. And if that Obama Walls event kicks off during our show in the second hour, we are going to carry that for you as well. So looking forward to that. Obama, last time I think he was here, they were actually on campus proper at Library Mall. A little surprised they didn't do that. But for whatever reason, maybe, I mean, I guess there's a small chance of showers today. But anyway, they're at the Alliant Energy Center, and we're going to bring you that coverage a little bit later. And our very own I tried to get his middle name out and missed up his first one. Luke Jameson Mathers. For Tuesday Tangents with Luke, he'll be along and tell us what is grinding his gears. And, of course, your calls as well. Don't forget, tonight, great program coming up across the network. 6 until 7, hosted by Civic Media's very own Maggie Dawn, The Maggie Dawn Show, and our political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer. Maggie and Dan tonight on the air from 6 until 7 with a special called Making Your Vote Count 2024. Be a voter. They're going to walk you through how to do it, what the rules are, the laws. Lay it all out factually. We have a little part where we interviewed our friend Ari Berman, talks about voting across Wisconsin and across America, how things might be coming down to the wire. So join Maggie and Dan tonight from 6 until 7 right here on our Making Your Vote Count 2024 special. And you can find out all the information about voting in Wisconsin by simply going to our website, civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. If you want to get specific, you can go to civicmedia.us/voter-guide. Lots of slashes and dashes. Just go to civicmedia.us. That's all you really need to know. And you can find that voter guide there. It will help you make you can check to see if you're registered, get you registered. Remember, in Wisconsin, you don't have to register until the day of voting at the polls. But it's just a lot cleaner and easier and save you some time if you do it beforehand. So I think that's all of the paperwork, Mr. Sommers. Am I caught up here?
I believe so.
All right. Oh, very good. This is off the text line. Remember, you can text us via the Civic Media app. You can download it to your Apple or Android device. It's free. Takes less than 30 seconds. Well, a minute. It's what Gail King calls at CBS a deal. Andrew in Maine, loyal listener, loyal watcher, listening via WAUK, says, Todd, are you going to be driving legally to vote or riding dirty? I like that. If you were not with us last week, as often happens in my life, it got complicated. I will cut right to the chase. Yes, much to my mother and family's joy, I was able to get my new driver's license on Friday.
Good. So I'm glad.
Got that done. I was not able to get the real ID because I didn't have either my birth certificate or valid U.S. passport with me. So I got to go back before May and get a real ID. But I've got my new driver's license. Now, what they do now is they give you a paper copy to carry with you, and then they send you the hard card in the mail. So I had the paper copy in the truck. But and by the way, that is also good. You could use that to vote if need be. It's legal tender, as they say, to vote. So thank you for asking, Andrew. But yes, I'm not driving dirty. I'm driving legally on the highways and byways of America. Also, Andrew asks about my birthday and Rob's. That long ago, what are the chances that Todd and Rob were switched and given to the wrong parent? There's zero chance of that happening. I, for better or worse, look very much like my father. And I would say Rob looks like his parents. I mean, no, we were not switched at birth, believe me.
As much as it would make for a fun reality TV show.
It would make for, I suppose we could do DNA testing. We could do that live on the show. You know, is this your son or were they switched at birth?
Is another episode of Maury or something?
Yes, you are not the father of that baby. That's what we can do to get the ratings up. We can do paternity testing on the Todd Allball Show.
I feel like we're running out of people to test.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. All right. Well, before we bring Lukester on here at the bottom of the hour, and again, we're going to bring you that coverage of the Obama Walls event here in Madison when it happens later on in the second hour. By the way, what a great show yesterday. I mean, it's almost like I wanted to say, let's just run reruns the rest of the week because I'm not sure we can top that. I mean, having Mike Leckrone and Doug Moe here, it was the highlight of the 2 years I've been at Civic Media. That was a great interview. Thanks to them. Thanks to Sam Davidson, one of our producers and producer of the John and Gordy Show every morning here in Madison, for going out there and being our on-site producer. And thanks to you, Mr. Zomers, for doing a great job here of putting all that music together. I thought it was spectacular, in least part because of me, and in most part because of Leckrone and Mo.
No, also because of you, because you know what questions to ask, and because you had that interview with him 31 years ago.
And he remembered it. And I think he has a mind of an elephant, really. He remembers students' names from 30 years ago. It's crazy. So thanks again to Mike Leckrone and Doug Moe for being on the show yesterday. But no, we will press on. We'll have a great show today. We did not get to all the weekend clips because of the full show yesterday. So I want to catch you up a little bit. And you probably heard this on the news. The Trump campaign staged an event at McDonald's. Of course, Trump likes to attack Vice President Harris, saying, you know, she never worked at McDonald's, yada, yada, yada. So they thought, this will be great. We'll take Trump into a McDonald's and we'll have him make French fries to show that he's a man of the people. And people, you know, campaigns do this. And yes, it kind of upends the business for a few hours, but they do it for publicity or whatever. Well, this particular local McDonald's, they shut the entire McDonald's down for the day to bring this guy in, to pretend he's some kind of a cook. And then they staged people driving through, and they didn't get to order what they wanted. Trump just hands them stuff out the window. Well, here's what I got for you. And they made this big deal about, holy cow, now Trump is a certified French fry artist at McDonald's. Well, yesterday, Trump went down once again to the North Carolina and started lying once again about FEMA and about money going to migrants instead of disaster relief, which is untrue. It is a lie. And here they are in North Carolina talking about supposedly disaster relief, and they decide to present Trump with a French fry certificate pin. I mean, this is right out of Saturday Night Live. You can't make this stuff up. Here it is, yesterday, down in North Carolina.
And it was my honor to present President Trump with the French fry certification pin. So, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
That's really nice. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, that was real. We didn't edit that. We didn't. It's not staged. It's not a sketch. At an actual Trump rally, they had a government-type looking official, although I don't think they actually were, present Trump with a French fry certificate pin.
And he pulls this little plastic baggie with a pin in it out of his pocket to show the crowd.
And he's very proud of it. He's very proud of this French fry pin. We are exactly 2 weeks from a national election which will decide the fate of this country. And Donald Trump is obsessed talking about Arnold Palmer's genitalia and getting a French fry pin. I mean, you can't make it up. 855-752-48 or whatever the number is. We'll come back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday, October 22nd. Weedy game. Avitus Rip. If you knew him, you loved him. The late, great Avitus Rip. So Vice President Harris was in town yesterday along with former Congresswoman Republican, former Republican Liz Cheney. In Milwaukee yesterday, in Brookfield, with former conservative talk show host Charlie Sykes, went on to help create The Bulwark, still contributes there. And he moderated this, I'll call it a town hall-ish type of thing with Harris and Cheney last night. Thought it was great. They've done one of these in Michigan, did one yesterday in Brookfield, Wisconsin. So Harris was in Wisconsin yesterday. Walz is back today here in Madison with former President Obama. Going to do a big rally at the Alliant Energy Center. Our very own Terry Bell and Catherine Lake are there. We'll check in with them a little bit later and bring you that coverage should it happen in our second hour. Listening on the app or via WLAK up in beautiful La Crosse on River Falls, from River Falls. A listener asks, what is the best resource to explain to college students how they could vote from their college residence? Many of them likely do not have a Wisconsin driver's license with their school address, nor have an acceptable bill with their college address. Well, one thing you could do tonight is listen to our special from 6 until 7 with Maggie Dawn and political editor Dan Schaefer. They'll be, I believe, touching on that as well. Also, Charlie Behrens of Manitowoc Minute. Actually, he's going to be right downstairs below us tonight, a special here in Madison that he has a couple of stand-up in-person specials in La Crosse next week. He's put some social media out on this and explains this. And you'll see our old friend Kristen Bry on there as well with Charlie Behrens going through. So you can look that up. Is that TikTok or Insta? Or
Instagram, TikTok,
just Charlie Twitter. Behrens.
Yeah.
So look for Charlie Behrens. He put some stuff out there. It might be an easier way for the college person in your life to understand it.
Yes.
But Mr. Zommers, you are you're confident in, as a not long ago college student, that people who are current college students here in Madison or in Wisconsin can vote with their student ID.
Yes. When I went to college in Appleton, and there I was able to use my college ID as long as I had my like student residence address and also my mailing address, which were different.
Right.
And they probably are for most college students because there's the mail room and then there's the place you live.
Right.
And as long as you have that, the people at the polling place have a list that they can check. And get you registered to vote.
There you go. So it's as simple as that. Great question. Appreciate the help, Mr. Zomers, on that. And also Charlie Behrens. You can look him up on the socials for his great videos about that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, well, I got my vote in early. I was there at the polls about 9:05 to get my ballot in. And just scanning through the headlines, and I got home, I flipped on my computer, just got done with a 4-mile hike with a dog out at the public hunting grounds.
Very good.
He only kicked up a pheasant way away from me, so I didn't get a shot, but that's okay. Just out there to get the exercise and chase him. But going through the headlines, I just see where John Tester's opponent out in Montana apparently was playing fast and loose with money he got to, you know, do jobs, and the guy was, you know, years he lost money for the company he was working for, gets paid a $4.4 million bonus. That what do Republicans just do? They even pay attention to this stuff, or they just hold their nose? Well, that's okay. We'll pay for this grifter again, and apparently morality just means absolutely nothing to these candidates.
Yeah, we're getting down to the wire, Mark, and you bring it is sad. And I appreciate the call. Yeah, a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot. I think there are several people out there that, and look, I get it. With all the talk that we do, myself included, advertising, a lot of the focus is on the presidential race, right? Which is obviously very important. But so too are these U.S. Senate, congressional, and legislative races. And Mark brings up a great point. Out in Montana, the Democratic incumbent John Tester, another carpet-bagging U.S. senator or candidate on the Republican side, meaning that they don't really live in these states. They just come there to run, like O.C., Orange County, Eric Hovde here in Wisconsin. And Tester has a real tight race, and in fact, the Republican may be gaining there. It's going to be nip and tuck and nip. Right down to the wire. And so how the U.S. Senate plays out, we don't know. Also, the U.S. House, it may come down to a handful of seats, including the 3rd District in western Wisconsin and also in the 8th District up near, including Green Bay. You have Rebecca Cook, the Democrat, taking on incumbent Republican Derek Do-Nothing Van Orton. And then over the 8th, you've got Tony Weird Weed, the Republican, against Democratic candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley. And then, of course, in the 1st, you've got current Republican incumbent Brian Stile and the Democratic challenger Peter Barca. Those three races in Wisconsin, along with New York and California, particularly areas where Trump barely won or actually Joe Biden won in New York and California, but the Republican won for the congressional seat. Those handful, less than 10, so I guess two handfuls, those seats will decide the United States House of Representatives. And what that means for, there's a lot of things, right, we could go through. But one of the most important things is who will be in the Speaker's chair, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, on January 6th of 2025. Will it be Mike Johnson? Or will it be Hakeem Jeffries? And we all know the importance of that day. Nobody has to be reminded about it, or they shouldn't. So when you go vote for congressperson in Wisconsin in 2 weeks, or maybe today if you're voting early, think about those implications. And to Mark's point, it's just sad, but also rich, the irony and the hypocrisy of my former party, who in the 90s liked to attack Murphy Brown for not having family values, and their current nominee for president goes around the country talking about Arnold Palmer's genitalia. How far we've fallen. We'll be back. Rise things up. Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Near record levels this harvest, it is bringing in some abnormalities. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, and he's joining us to explain what farmers are doing and how it's affecting the market.
So we got guys being very tight-fisted to get it in the bins. They lock the doors and, you know, going to wait for this market to pay them to get it out. So I think all those things are coming together right now, and it's providing what we call strength in the front end or bull spreading in a market, which is atypical for a market that's got a heavy supply. Usually the supply backs up, the pipeline's full, and we see those front end prices drop and typical windows like this. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out over the next month or so as harvest does wind down and we get the supply chain totally moving the way it needs to. But at least right now, it's providing a little bit of strength in the marketplace.
John Heinberg says that these farmers are holding out for a price that they know their grain is worth. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and coming up next, we'll take a look at your midday markets.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
Tired of climbing ladders that constantly check grain bin levels? Mechanical level indicators failing often? Radar level technology from Bitmast Automation provides continuous, reliable level measurement you can depend on. Coupling radar sensors with a touchscreen control from Bitmast provides real-time visual indication of level with options for remote access, stack lights, and integration into a fully automated grain system. No more tossing rocks, climbing ladders, or keeping a raggedy old notebook for tracking grain levels. Bitmast Automation has the practical solutions for you. Learn more at automatemyfarm.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now, let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. It's looking like that grain storing might be working, as there's a lot of green in the grain markets today, with December corn up 5 3/4 at 4.15 1/4. November soybeans are up 10 1/4 at 9.91 1/4. December wheat is up 5 at 5.77 1/4. July wheat is up 3 3/4 at 6.13 1/4. Unfortunately, Class 3 milk is not following the same trend, with November Class 3 contracts down 22 cents at 20.67 100 weight, and December Class 3 milk contracts are down 30 cents at 20.78 100 weight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Still comfortably warm today, with high temperatures reaching 70 degrees as winds out of the south still whip up a high fire danger. Good news is we have chances for scattered showers moving in overnight. But as the winds shift out of the north, it's going to suppress our highs tomorrow to just the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to the the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. If it's Tuesday, it's Tangents with Luke Jameson Mathers. We're glad to have him along on a Tuesday. How are you, my friend? This is fantastic, by the way, before you say anything, because this segment today is exactly the way I want it. Zero preparation. We have not talked to one another. We haven't seen each other in the office all day. We've been separated. So you get the full tangent.
Just off the cuff.
It's exactly what I want. How there are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you?
For those
How was your birthday yesterday? For those that don't know, yesterday was Mr. Alba's, I believe, 35th birthday?
Yeah, birthday you're so nice. So nice. Add 20.
What? I always sucked at math in school, so I can never carry the two. Sorry.
Thank you. It was great, and folks here at the office were so kind, knew exactly what to get me, some coffee and a mug, so... It was in Zomers gave me a little pour over things, so I'm ready for election night because I have all kinds of coffee stuff. So it was very
stocked
nice
up to be caffeinated between now and the next 14 days.
Exactly.
Do you have a plan to be a voter?
I do have a plan to be a voter. I said at the top of the show I plan on voting early, and as everyone can in Wisconsin starting today, because I'm gonna be on the road next week, and then you never know what the heck's gonna happen on Monday at election day. It might be long lines. I want to make sure my vote gets in and counts.
So we're early voting on Monday though. Early voting wraps up. I want to say, depending on your municipality, you want to go head over to either civicmedia.us/vote or myvote.wi.gov. You can learn about what your local municipality has when it comes to early voting restrictions and early voting rules. A lot of municipalities wrap up on that last Friday, so that's going to be this year, Friday, November 1st. Some do still offer in-person or absentee voting or early voting through the Saturday. So that would be like November 2nd. Some then even additionally do it through the Sunday on the 3rd. So like you got to check out where your municipality is, what the restrictions are for in-person absentee voting where you live. Head over to those websites. Zomers has got them up on the stream. If you're watching on the social media, you can also check out those websites, civicmedia.us/vote and myvote.wi.gov.
I'm just going to sit here. You're great.
This is a little weird because it's the first election cycle that I haven't been on the air routinely, kind of just pounding that drum.
So you keep talking. I'm just going to stand here and enjoy my Arnold Palmer.
That's what's in the mug today. Okay, interesting. Why is that the choice today?
I don't know.
Any particular reason why you're mixing your iced tea and lemonade together this week?
What's your take on this?
What's the weirdest thing that I saw?
I mean, for those that might not have been living under a rock, Arnold Palmer
might have been living under a rock if you didn't see it.
So Trump over the weekend gets up and does a 14-minute riff on Arnold Palmer, the now deceased professional golfer, and talked about his large, allegedly, genitalia and admired it. I'm not making – we played the clip yesterday. I don't think we need to play it again.
But we
are 2 weeks from an election, Lukester. And one of the major candidates is talking about a dead person's genitalia and French fries.
Yeah, we have a front row seat as a nation right now to see the inner workings of what lives rent-free in Donald Trump's head. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, apparently the appendage that Arnold Palmer had and wanting to play... drive-through order taker, I guess. He wasn't even doing that. He was just delivering French fries. Those are the two things. Kamala Harris's summer job and whether or not Arnold Palmer was a hung man. Like that. Those are the two things that Donald Trump's talking about right now as his closing argument, and I don't understand it.
And Eric Hovde and Trump and Derek Van Orten accuse Democrats of being obsessed with gay issues and that sort of thing.
I didn't listen to the 14-minute clip, so I don't know. It wasn't like a gay thing, though, was it?
I'm just
describing him.
Right, but I'm just saying, as a person who happens to be gay, that I find it rich, hysterical, and hypocritical that, and this is the serious part on this, that there are these hateful, terrible, untrue ads being run by Republicans, MAGA people, particularly Hovde and Trump, attacking folks in the LGBTQ community with complete horse crap lies. Mm-hmm. And then their candidate is the one that spends 14 minutes obsessed with male genitalia. It
doesn't make sense. And some of those attack ads are targeted against Vice President Kamala Harris. Some of those targeted against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. The ones targeting Baldwin talk about how also she signed these the COVID stimulus checks to illegal or people locked up and all of these other. Do you know who signed the first stimulus checks? Oh, it's weird. It's weird how the ads then leave that part out. But it's like, Trump was good because he gave us stimulus checks.
Aren't we on a committee to stop that kind of crap, by the way? Why are they still running?
I
didn't see that one go through the committee. Maybe I missed it.
No, but this is I see all of the ones on this. The worst part, most news sources and stuff like that I have, like, you'll see them pop up on YouTube, but I don't watch a lot of cable television except like major sports, especially Milwaukee Bucks are kicking off tomorrow night. NBA season gets underway. I am not looking forward to having to sit through a Bucks game like Monday Night Football or Sunday or just any Packer game or Badger game where you're getting these national ads. You see it everywhere. And these the ads are just awful. And that is the best part about 15 days from now is those ads are going to be done.
Zomers, we're going to take Gene's call here in a minute. We had a clip and I'm just off the top of my head where Trump
was
exactly. there was a clip a day or two ago about Trump talking about, the enemy from within. And at some point while Luke's here, I want to dial that one up because
what I wanted to talk about for look at this. No prep whatsoever.
No prep. And still we're on the same.
This because, is what's grinding my gears.
I guess mildly entertaining as the whole Trump weirdness is, it really is a distraction, kind of like a kitty, you know, speaking of, where you say, you know, here, kitty, kitty, look over here at all this the fluff and stuff. Yeah. When what we probably should be focusing on is the fact that a candidate for president of the United States, a major candidate of the two parties, Trump, is saying that fellow Americans are the enemy from within, not North Korea, China, and Russia.
Yeah, and that's honestly because if you've already got your plan to vote, that is excellent. You are making steps. If you've already voted, you've returned absentee ballots, you've gone in person today with the kicking off of early voting. If you've got that plan to vote, what you should be trying to do over the next 14 days is reach out to as many people in your life that you can to convince them, share with them why you're a voter. Why you've made that plan, why you've already voted, and convince them to be a voter as well.
Right.
And for me, a lot of the people, because I have friends that are conservative, I have family members that are conservative, that may have never voted for a Democrat before in their life.
Liz Cheney.
Exactly. Like the former congresswoman here in Wisconsin yesterday with the vice president. It is very, I think, it can be a very moving closing message, Todd, to look at the people in your life and say, do you think I'm the enemy within?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, that's the yes, there's all of that nonsense and distraction about fries and his karaoke rally that he just decided to sway to music for 38 minutes and just kind of went the double standard that is, if Kamala Harris was just like, nah, we're not going to take any more questions at this town hall. I'm just going to stand up here and do the two-step.
Move around.
Yeah, it's like, but I digress.
But no.
Really, talk to the people in your life and see where they stand when you ask them, am I the enemy with it?
Right.
Because we all can get really heated when we're looking at the national headlines and talking about it in that view. But when you boil it down for people and try to just find that common ground, I think we can all agree that we're not enemies.
Right.
We're Wisconsinites. We're Americans. And we may disagree on certain things, but I don't think there's as large of support for what Donald Trump is putting out there when he goes and says that people that don't vote for him are the enemy with it.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Gene up at WCFW in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Hi. I want to give you guys a quick update here because I got a letter. You know, I've been getting a lot of things from AFP Action. Now, they don't use their name anymore because we all know what they stand for, the Americans for the Prosperous. Right. But anyway, and on this lady's name was on the outside, and it was addressed to me, and it came in the mail, AFP Action. And I'm a Wisconsin neighbor, and we're at a crossroads, and this election's not about candidates, but visions for America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the cost of living and things like that, and just nailing Tammy Baldwin. You know, she had the opportunity to provide fentanyl detection equipment at right. the border. She voted against it. Different things like that. That's really lies. And then at the end, and then she says she has children and she cares about her children and her name at the bottom. And she's the AFP Action Senior Advisor. And I've gotten, and this is promoting Huffy. And then also I've gotten a lot of flyers, big, nice ones from Americans for the Prosperous for Huffy running down Tammy Baldwin. So I just wanted to update people on
I appreciate
that.
The update on Gene Holiday. No, Gene, are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you have a fire pit outside or do you have a fireplace inside?
Careful, though. There's burn notices. Right. I was going to say, be careful about the fires outside.
Here,
right now.
The holidays are coming. The best thing people can do with all these political flyers, don't read a one of them and just put them in your recycling or your to start a bonfire. That's really, I mean, really, serious, because you can't trust any of it, in my opinion, right now. But I think you bring up a good point. Thanks, Gene. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. John, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. John, thanks for calling. What do you got?
I just wanted to mention, I heard it on Morning Joe, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Trump campaign has been flooding NFL and college football mm-hmm. with these commercials tagging Kamala Harris to spending money on transition surgery mm-hmm. for people, and it came out, this was passed on May 11th of 2019 in the Trump administration. They're the ones that passed the law. Now, I'm not asking them or telling about the judgment, which way or whatever, but they're using this against Kamala when they actually passed the law.
Yep.
And it was on May 11th of 2019.
John,
and
that's
the only other thing I would like
go ahead.
To...
Yep, go ahead quickly.
Go ahead, please.
No, go ahead quickly.
Is to wear blue when you vote.
All right. I like that.
We can quietly, just you can't put anybody's name on it. You can't have anything political.
Right.
But you can wear Democratic blue.
John, I think that's one of the most helpful calls that we've heard in a long time. Great call, great factual information. That's what we need right now, Luke, is factual information.
Yeah, that's again, there's always nuance. You hear these political ads come through. We're all getting inundated with them right now. And breaking them down, talking about what's actually the substance of these, because there's grains of truth in all of them, but it gets so distorted this time of year.
But I think,
and there's very important details, as John just noted, that get left out, and then these things become used as political attack ads, and it's just.
But that's great, and it's a great reminder. John's 100% right that these attacks and folks in the trans community and the legislation that they're attacking Harris for was actually signed into law under Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. It's pretty similar to the tactic that the Trump campaign used in 2020,
right.
where they took B-roll footage of places around the country where there were protests that got out of hand and there were rioters. Mm-hmm. And they said, look what might happen in Joe Biden's America, without really noting that was video from Donald Trump's America. So, yeah, these political ads can't end soon enough, in my opinion, but, you know.
You and me both, my
14
friend.
Days. Make a plan. Be a voter. There are things that you can do between now and Election Day to make sure that you've done everything you can. So make a plan. Be a voter. You got 14 days left, folks.
Our listeners are always on top of it. You're all spectacular, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to see. Angie, we see you on the phones. Do not hang up. We're going to go to beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin, and Greene County after this, because she has a very important question. Lukester and I are going to talk about it. Also finding out what's grinding Luke's gears. I don't even know. We'll learn it together. Don't go anywhere. It's the Hallball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North.
910 AM WBZH.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
On a Tuesday tangent, Luke Mathers.
Saunders has my music saved. He knows what makes my head bob.
This is the Luke Mathers Spotify playlist.
Pretty much.
Trump will be using it at his next rally for 40 minutes. I look forward to it.
Nah, he uses the... I still don't understand why he finds YMCA so entertaining.
Again, the irony.
Probably the same reason he finds Arnold Palmer so fascinating.
Perhaps. Yeah. You know what I find fascinating? Our callers. Let's head on down to beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin. Less than 2 years left before the next Cheese Days. We cannot wait. Angie in Monroe, thanks for calling. Angie, got a great question. What do you got for us?
I do. And just so you know, I have a second quick question.
All right.
What should we be voting on for that question on the ballot? I just want to make sure I get the answer right because I do not trust any wording on our ballot.
Right.
And my second question is, I got me a handmade Santa outfit coming in, and can I wear that to the polling booth? You know, the polling booth vote, or is that too political?
That's really funny.
I'm wearing it around my downtown, right before. I do plan on wearing it around all day long. With a sign, of course, but I can't take that to the polling, but can I wear the outfit?
I mean, I don't want to speak for your local polling place, but I think as long as there's no political advertising going on, I don't know, you know, as long as
it's
you're, I think right, it's plain. I would think probably the answer is yes on what you want to wear to the polling place. I'll let you decide that for yourself. But Luke, perhaps more importantly, there is a constitutional referendum on the ballot here in Wisconsin. Angie brings up a great point. Let's talk through this for a second.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, very normal worded questions that anybody, just any
seemingly,
Wisconsin voter.
Seemingly normal.
No, that's it was facetious. Sorry.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It was. It's definitely one of those. I don't know if it's officially a double negative. I haven't read it in a minute. When I first learned of it, I gave it a read through, and I was like, wow, really? They just try to contort the words on there and make it seem like it's one thing when it's really another. And
but it has to do with voting.
It has to do with voting. It has to do with changing one word in the statute of who can vote here in the state of Wisconsin. And like a lot of the constitutional amendments that we've seen in recent elections, Angie, I kind of treat this one as a solution in search of a problem. It is trying to make it so that I believe the word is citizen instead of people.
Correct.
It changes the language from every citizen to only citizens.
That's what
and
it
the
is.
Word
okay.
only gives lawmakers a little more leverage to try and restrict people in the future if they change the definition of citizen.
Thank you, Mr. Zommers. So it changes that very seemingly small change, but essentially as Todd needed a further proof of documentation for your real ID, getting your driver's mm-hmm. license, it essentially adds one more barrier for folks being able to register to vote, and then possibly on election day as well have to prove that additional documentation. And so it's just one more barrier that Republican officials are trying to put into the Wisconsin Constitution, and it's just a very disingenuous, in my opinion, approach to how to change the Constitution, because it's not something that should be done regularly, and we've seen more and more of these Constitution ballot referendum questions come up because Republicans over the last 5.5, almost 6 years now, instead of saying, you know what, Wisconsinites have voted for statewide officials to be Democratic officials, and we should work with folks like Governor Evers, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and try to find some compromise between the legislature and the executive branch here in Wisconsin. No, that's not the approach that Republican lawmakers have decided to take here over the last better part of the 6 years. And so rather than find that common ground, find that compromise, their solution has been, what two things can we pass in consecutive legislative sessions to put onto a ballot to change our Constitution to make it more likely for us to win in the future? And that's really what this feels like to me, Angie. I plan on voting no, so that's the way that I'm going to be filling out my ballot. I encourage everybody, though, there's excellent resources out there, nonpartisan resources like the League of Women Voters, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You can go check out those sources as well, and there's a ton of information out on the web, but I'm voting no.
It's focused on the fact that, here's a fact, according to Wisconsin law, a non-citizen is not eligible to vote in the state of Wisconsin, period, period, full stop. And so adding this constitutional amendment would do nothing but, to Luke's point, make it possible, keyword possible, for future legislatures to determine. Here's the example. If Trump says he's going to revoke naturalization of a citizen nationally, that could mean that your next door neighbor who immigrated here 20 years ago has been a legal citizen may have their voting rights taken away as a United States citizen. So vote no, N-O, vote no on this non-needed constitutional amendment. Luke Mathers, what's grinding your gears?
As I said, the fact that I'm being considered, and a lot of people that I love and work with, and we're being considered the enemy within, and it's just really grinding my gears, the heated tension around the rhetoric of this election, and I'm really looking forward for that to end. And in completely opposite direction, just want to again plug, Milwaukee Bucks are back, baby. Tomorrow night, the Bucks
wow,
season
that was a quick
kicks
turn.
Off. Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, we kind of touched on the grinding of the gears already, right, so I'm very excited.
Some of the Bucks.
I'm very excited. The Milwaukee Bucks are back. I get to watch Giannis Antetokounmpo on television play a game that he loves, and is very exciting to watch him play.
Luke Mathers, you're always fantastic. You make us feel better. Thanks for stopping by.
Have a great birthday week, Todd.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Luke Jameson Mathers. We'll be back with hour number two, including the former President of the United States, Barack Obama. He might stop by while in town. Don't miss it. It's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday in our homeroom segment, the campaign is building to have voters say yes to school referendums and no to the legislators who got us in this mess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.